Hello, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a blog and podcast where I review all types of novels and movies. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for another movie review today. So, this episode is a little bit weird because I'm recording this on September 18th, the day after I saw the movie, but the episode won't be out till October because I really want to make October sort of a spooky movie and book review type of month, right? I mean, it's October, you're leading up to Halloween. I feel like it kind of has to be, right? Also, because I don't know where I would fit this in my schedule where it would just make sense and not leave a gap or just some random episode thrown in. So we're gonna wait till October. And this movie is really weird in itself because I had watched, I think, Possessed by Horror's review. I started watching it, and then they were like, go in knowing as little as possible. And so I'm going to say the exact same thing because that's really, really true for this movie. If you have not seen Barbarian, that just came out September 9th, 2022, directed by Zach Cregger, I would wait to listen to this review and any other review. Don't even watch the second trailer, just watch the first trailer and go watch this movie if the trailer intrigues you. Because while I'm going to keep this episode as spoiler-free as possible, I'm not going to be discussing anything that gives you spoilers. But still, I would go in with no expectations just to see what you think of this movie. And so before we start, I do want to mention that there are quite a few trigger warnings for this movie. If you don't want to be spoiled by trigger warnings, maybe don't listen to these, but also I do think it's important to know kind of what you're going to be seeing. So if you have specific triggers, please be aware that there's a lot of violence. Obviously, this is a horror movie, but there's also some sexual content, including references to rape and incest. And there's also alcohol use and profanity. So I would just be aware of those before going in if you are very sensitive to such topics. So I just wanted to throw that out there because it is a part of the movie. And that can be very unsettling and disturbing for people. So I just wanted to mention that before getting into my review. So today I will be reviewing Barbarian, directed by Zach Cregger. Like I said, just another disclaimer, if you have not seen Barbarian yet, please go watch it before listening to any reviews, even if they are spoiler-free like this one will be, because it's just one of those movies that you need to go in with knowing as little as possible and not having other people's opinions in your head. So, Barbarian was directed by Zach Cregger. It's a horror movie that was released on September 9th of 2022 by 20th Century Studios. The MPA rating was R. It's 102 minutes long. The budget was $10.5 million, and box office earnings are $17.1 million so far. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.8 out of 5 stars, and the movie stars Georgina Campbell and Bill Skarsgård, however you say his name. Bill Skarsgård? I don't know. there are quite a few other actors, but I'm going to hesitate to say their names, and also do not look it up because it will spoil it for you. But those are the two actors in this movie that we see in the trailer. I will say right now that I'm a little split on my opinion of this movie. I had a fun time watching it in theaters. I went and saw it at like 6:40 on a Saturday with my friend Gabby. And I had went in only seeing the trailer and with Possessed by Horror telling me to go watch it without knowing anything. So that's what I did. Same thing for my friend. We had no idea what we were getting into. And I had a fun time watching this movie. But after the fact, I had a lot of questions, and I'll kind of get into the pros and cons of this movie, kind of what I liked and what I didn't. But overall, I would honestly say that this movie for me is kind of a 3.5 out of 5-star movie. I definitely think if I watched it more than once, it would probably, I don't know. Maybe if I watched this more than once, if I watched it again, it might increase my rating, but maybe it could also decrease it. I don't know. But I will say that Barbarian had phenomenal acting, an intriguing story. The trailer tells you absolutely nothing about what this movie is actually about, which I really enjoyed because half the time when I watch a trailer nowadays, I feel like I'm already watching the movie and that it's spoiled for me, right? This really misleads you, and I think that's where this movie surprised me and shocked me, and that's what I liked about it. The story itself, again, not going into spoilers, was very intriguing, but I do feel like it needed more of a backstory. And once you've seen this movie, I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. But after the little twist, not little, but huge twist, I felt like there was a lot missing, and I had a lot of questions that weren't really answered. I mean, some of it just didn't make sense to me, and technically they gave you the backstory, but I just felt like there was something missing where I wanted to know more, but they just didn't provide that. And so I was very frustrated after this movie because I wanted to know more, but there just wasn't. And I don't know how they would tackle that if they were to do a sequel or a prequel or whatever. But honestly, I don't think this movie needs one, and so it's just leaving me very unsatisfied and not knowing. Maybe that's the point of the movie, I don't know. But my initial reaction walking out of the movie theater was, wow, that was a fun movie, but what the hell just happened? Like, I did not know what I just watched necessarily. The movie jumps around a lot. The pacing seems to be kind of all over the place, but I did like that, oddly enough. It moved around quickly enough and was not boring to the point where I actually liked how the pacing went, even though it was jumping around quite a bit at some points where I was like, whoa, what's happening? It kept me engaged, so I think that was really clever. And like I said, my main issue just lies with not knowing enough about what really happened in this movie. What we see on the screen, there's so many things after the big reveal that aren't really explained. And I don't know if I'm just nitpicking or if other people feel this way, but I felt like there should have been more explaining it. I mean, add in, this was only, I think, 1 hour and 40 something minutes. It was 102 minutes long, so yeah, that sounds about right. And so I feel like just add even 5 more minutes in there. I would have stayed an extra 5 minutes just to understand why these things were happening in the movie. And I feel like if I had understood what was happening better and understood the origin of what was happening, I would have definitely given this at least 4.5 out of 5 stars, if not 5 stars. It really, really knocked it down for me because it really took me out of the movie because I was like, wait, like that doesn't make sense. Where this movie is amazing though is the combination of so many different types of horror. When I'm watching a horror movie, I want to be scared, I want to be unsettled. That's the entire point. You're unsettled in a safe environment. And in the movie theater, it was pretty full. It wasn't packed, but there were quite a few people in there. And we were all, you could feel the tension in the air. This movie is great at building tension and really making you feel uncomfortable. And that's what I really enjoyed about it. I had a hoodie on and I was putting that hoodie on so many times. Like, I was watching through my fingers and I was genuinely scared, which was really great. The the experience that I had in the movie theater, I absolutely loved. I would say that I loved the experience watching this movie, but I didn't necessarily love the movie itself. I think what really made the experience enjoyable was how there were some funny and just hilarious moments in this movie, and I don't know if they were necessarily meant to be funny, but there was such a switch in tone from, like, brutality to just ludicrous and funny scenes that I don't know if they were meant to be is the issue. I'm like, I don't know if they were meant to be funny or if they were just funny. And I would turn to my friend and we'd lock eyes and just start laughing. I mean, the entire movie theater was just like in tears. And then I turned to the people next to me who I did not know, and I lock eyes with them, and we just start dying of laughter. I mean, the environment in that movie theater was what made watching this movie a great experience, and I think that's why I had a fun time. Not only just because of that, but also because the movie, like I said, had so many great elements to it. There's a lot of psychological horror. There's also a lot of gore. Not a lot, but there's a couple scenes, and the gore is so very in your face. They do not cut away. And so it was definitely a very scary movie in the moment, but it's not like it's scaring me now. It's not like I can't sleep at night, right? Which is what I like. I like going and seeing a movie, but not having it absolutely terrify me. So that's great. But I can definitely say this, is that the special effects, the kills in this movie are phenomenal. I mean, they are so unsettling and so just jaw-dropping and shocking. This movie, you never truly know where it's gonna go, and I think that's what I did like about it. But like I said, I needed that little bit of backstory to make this make sense, because there were some aspects that I was just like, that literally does not make sense. What are you talking about? And so, I don't know, I had such a fun time watching this movie, and I don't know if I would necessarily watch it again. I think if I were to watch it again, I would have to watch it with someone else who hasn't seen it before, because I think this is one of those movies where I would have fun showing it to somebody and, like, have fun watching it, but I wouldn't necessarily watch it on my own, because part of why I liked it was the reactions of everyone around me, if that makes sense. Like I said, Possessed by Horror, I ended up watching the review after I watched the movie. They loved this movie, and I can definitely see why. I can definitely see that. I think I just overthought a little too much and didn't just give in to the whimsy of it, if that makes sense. But this movie itself, too, I really loved the grittiness of the horror. I think I've talked about that in my 31 Days of Halloween. If you haven't listened to that, go check it out. That should have been out October 1st, hopefully, if I was on time. Future Maya better be doing her job. And so I've talked about in that episode how I like the grittiness of the remakes of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because it's so just disturbing and unsettling, and it makes me feel like, oh, like gross because I'm seeing this on screen. I think that also made me like this movie, because there was so many times where I was just like, oh, that is so dirty. That is so dirty. Please don't. It's just uncomfortable, because I like my room to be clean. I like my house to be clean. I like to be clean. I would actually die if I was stuck in a place that was super, super dirty. And so it's just, I don't know what it is. It's just something about it and being forced to be in this just like rancid place. I would die. And so I think that I enjoyed that too, because it really disturbed me. And like I said, there's a lot of psychological aspects to this too. It's not just the gore or grittiness in this movie. There's also a lot of psychological horror in Barbarian, which I think was pretty well executed. And it's just a mix of emotions too, because at one point I was frustrated, and then at another point I was sad, and then at another I was horrified. It kind of just pushes you around every which way, but it somehow works. Usually I don't like movies that are all over the place, but this one was all, like, an organized chaos, if that makes sense. It wasn't just chaos, it was chaos for a purpose. So there were a lot of things that I liked about this movie, and every time I think about my rating, I'm like, why am I rating it that low? 3.5 out of 5 stars. That's what I rated Men. And for a while here, by the way, I was literally like, this is Men 2.0. But every time, and then originally I rated this 3 stars, and then I thought about it a little bit more, and I was like, no, that's not fair. I did like a lot of things from this movie, so I upped it to 3.5 stars, and I think it might be one of those movies where if I watch it again, I can learn to appreciate it more. But, like I said, there was just, I don't know, there was something about it where I was like, something is missing, I needed something more. And not necessarily, the horror was great. I think it's more the plot itself, like, the logistics of it. I'm like, that is not possible. Because on one hand, it's super realistic. And then on another hand, it does not make sense. And so I was like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But overall, I do think this movie accomplishes a lot of great things, and I can totally see how people love this, and I can also see how people hate it. I think most people that I've seen, I think Rotten Tomatoes, like, a lot of people like this movie. Like I said, a lot of YouTubers that I watch like this movie, and I can definitely see that. I'm definitely at the point where I can appreciate how other people really, really enjoy this and love it and think it's the best movie of the year. I can totally see that. But for me personally, I don't know. I'm still in that mindset of, like, it does not make sense. I need it a little bit more. But then here's the thing where I question my rating. I enjoyed so much of this movie, and then there was that one thing that kind of not ruined it for me, but knocked down my rating a little bit. And I'm like, is that really fair of me? But on the other hand, I'm like, does this deserve 4 stars? Personally, I don't think so. For me, at least. Like, I don't know if I would rate this 4 stars. So I don't know. I don't know. I might end up watching it again and seeing how my rating changes, if it does. But as of right now, I think I'm at a solid 3.5 out of 5 stars. Probably leaning, I don't know. See, but I'm not even leaning anywhere. I think I'm right on 3.5 out of 5 stars. I think that's a fair rating for me to give this one. Like I said, a lot of things that I did like, but then there was a couple things that just really took me out of the movie and made me not like it as much. And so I think that's where this movie kind of, not failed for me, but didn't make sense and didn't make me shocked or awestruck, right? There were a couple of things where I was like, I don't know about that. But overall, like I said, 3.5 out of 5 stars, great acting, a pretty intriguing storyline, great twist, a great trailer that does not let you know anything, and, you know, phenomenal horror aspects. I think that's one of the best parts of this movie is the acting and the horror, because it's such a mixture, but it works so well. It's not just all gore. It's not just all psychologically horrific. It's a mixture of the two, which really works together, and I think that the horror aspects of this movie were phenomenal. So that is the end of my review of Barbarian 2022, directed by Zach Krieger. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please check out the rest of my episodes. Follow me wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you did enjoy this review, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and go watch Barbarian! I hope you didn't listen to all of this. If you have not seen it yet, that's very bad of you. And it'll spoil it for you. Even though this is a spoiler-free review. Go watch it. I want to know what your guys' opinions are. If you want to let me know what your opinions are, go to my YouTube channel, Maya's Reviews, where I also post my podcast episodes. And leave a comment letting me know your thoughts, because I really want to know. I really, really want to know. But go watch Barbarian.